The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Riggins, I hate to start off things on the Share Funny by telling you that I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
But never on the regular old show doing your now trending things did you mention about how Spot'em Got'em got arrested.
I'm sorry, who? Spot'em Got'em?
A young rapper from Jacksonville, Florida, Mr. Nehemiah Spot'em Got'em Harden.
Oh.
Got arrested after a jet ski chase in Miami.
Get out.
Yeah, so you didn't even know about Spot'em Got'em?
I didn't hear about that.
Ski.
I keep up to date with Spot'em Got'em, but I missed this.
They got him.
Yeah, this one just slipped by.
Turns out they spot him and got him.
They got him.
No. Alexis, are you familiar with the work of Mr. Spot'em Got'em?
Mr. 1A Nehemiah Spot'em Got'em? No.
Mr. Got'em, I guess it were.
I don't know him.
I don't know who that is. Guess we're not hip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they even had the story on KTLA, which is in Los Angeles. So if he's from Jacksonville and they're doing a story on him in Los Angeles,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, he must be pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's not here. He had to go home sick. So I guess he would have known about him. Since the other two young people on the show didn't know.
Yeah, he would definitely.
Nobody expected me to know about Spot'em Got'em. Mm. Man. I hate I didn't know that, though.
On an orange jet ski. This is how you going to hide from somebody on an orange jet ski?
Yeah, a full chase broke out?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Spot'em.
Yeah, he looks really young. Spot'em Got'em. Mr. Got'em.
Hmm.
Let's see. Excuse me. Let's see how old Nehemiah Spot'em Got'em Harden is.
I do like the name Nehemiah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Bible name, isn't it?
Yep. That's what I call my Bible.
Nehemiah? Or Spot'em Got'em?
Bible name.
Spot'em Got'em.
I was like, yeah.
Spot'em Got'em.
Which one?
It's in...
I didn't know where you were going with that.
It's in John.
Spot'em Got'em.
Yeah. Rapper is known for his song Beatbox.
Oh, I do know who that is.
Yeah.
He looks like a kid.
He's 20.
Yeah.
Does he beatbox?
He's tiny. No, he doesn't. That was a dope song.
Yeah, the song is called Beatbox.
Yeah, I know who Spot'em Got'em is.
That was a little beatboxing for you.
Yeah.
Riggins.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like you were having a cold.
That's more old school beatbox. The human beatbox from the Fat Boys.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Camera down.
Mm-hmm.
Man down.
Start knocking shit over.
Yeah, I don't know what we got here. I guess that there.
Everything's crooked over here now.
All right, I'll fix it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, you know, good thoughts up to Mr. Spot'em Got'em.
Free my man, Spot'em Got'em.
Yeah.
Free my man.
Free Spot'em.
Free Spot'em.
I don't know what he did that, so.
Is that a catchy name, though?
I don't think so.
Just a little bit.
Spot 'em, got 'em.
It's hard to say if you're just rattling it up.
Spot 'em,
got 'em. There's a branding.
Yeah.
You know, from a branding aspect, spot 'em, got 'em.
Probably just call 'em Spot or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Spot got?
Or got 'em. Rapper got 'em. I saw the story this morning and I said, that has Cher Funny written all over it. You never want to be a medical first, especially when it involves this part of the body. But a 72-year-old man from Ohio recently became the first person ever diagnosed with whistling scrotum. That's what it's called. Whistling scrotum.
Well, I can't wait to hear exactly what that means.
It happened a few years ago, but the details were just published this month in the American Journal of Case Reports. So we're not making up the term. The title of the paper starts with the words whistling scrotum. So here's what happened. The guy showed up at the ER after he noticed a hissing sound coming from down there.
Okay.
He was also out of breath and his face was swollen. They did a CT scan and found a whole bunch of air trapped inside his body. The air had caused his lungs to collapse, so that's why he couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
But why was his junk whistling?
Yeah. It
turned out he'd suffered from chronic swelling below the belt and had surgery 5 months earlier to deal with it. But the incision didn't heal right, so there was still a very small open wound down there. And that was the only place the air could escape. So he had air coming out of his bowels.
That thing was whistling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell?
Well, you got a teapot in your pants?
Yeah.
So they inserted a bunch of tubes to drain the air from his body, and he was released 3 days later in good condition. But he kept having issues with air building up down there for the next 2 years, so they eventually had to remove both of his hangers to deal with it. Yeah. So
what?
The castrate.
Like, your balls are deflating, bro.
That's crazy.
I know.
And that's the solution. They're like, we're just going to cut your junk off. And you're like, what? I'm full of air. Just put a poke them a couple more holes.
Why didn't they just fix the, like, sew up the air? Like, where it was still an opening where the air was coming in and going out. Why didn't they just close that?
Whistling. That was not in the United States, right?
Yeah, Ohio.
Oh, it was? Oh, wow.
Whistle.
That seems like one of those, like, things that something happened in Bangladesh and you're like,
like a freak accident or something.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Well, he's the first one to ever be diagnosed with it.
Whistling scrotum.
Yeah. And then we have the other things that where the term whistling scrotum can be found. Wellness retreat in Canada. A golf course that recently hosted a U.S. Open, whistling scrotum. Whistling
scrotum. Hole 18, whistling scrotum. Cinderella story.
Now, welcome back to the U.S. Open, live from whistling scrotum.
The yoga pose.
Yeah,
now
that's
going
a good one.
To whistling scrotum. Hallmark movie. Let's see. Something you get from a prostitute in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, if you're making history, would you tell people that? Like, I'm the first one to have the condition called whistling scrotum. I probably would.
Yeah, to claim to fame.
Not on a first date.
Yeah, it's... Maybe.
Be like, I'm going to show you a magic trick later.
You walk around sounding like...
Oh, you've never seen this, trust me.
Sounding like you're the leaky compressor.
Yeah.
I bet your ex couldn't do this.
Driving down the road, like, what is that sound? I'm turning the radio down. Like,
man, shit. You know, if I had that, I'd be doing the Andy Griffith theme song out of there. Ew, that'd be so weird. I sound like the Harlem Globetrotters coming out.
Yeah.
My scrotum would be whistling Sweet Georgia Brown.
You bet.
That's the kind of thing that would get you paid online, I bet.
Yeah, sure. Your nuts can whistle.
Yep.
Isn't there somebody from your ex-wife's family, Ace, that they called Whispering Bill because he had lost his voice box?
Yeah, my ex-mother-in-law's, I'm not sure they were ever married or not. But anyway, yeah.
He was his boyfriend?
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
I don't think they ever got married. But, yeah, he didn't have his voice box.
Hell. There comes old... Whispering Bill. Whispering Bill. That was like a nickname.
Yeah, we used to do these things, Alexis, where we'd have people call in and tell us politically incorrect nicknames. Can you imagine if we did that now? Yeah. People would be screaming about
it. They were funny, though.
Canceled.
Because they were telling us their own politically incorrect nickname.
Yeah, it wasn't y'all.
How did he feel about that nickname?
he was a cool guy. He was fine with it.
This is your Whispering Bill?
Whispering Bill.
Wow. How many voice boxes are on that side of the family? Is that the only one?
He's not on that side of the family anymore.
Right.
I don't know. Neither am I, for that matter. Okay. So I don't know. Couldn't answer that question. I've been on that side of the family for a few years now.
Wouldn't he take his thing out of his throat and blow ping pong balls across the table to entertain the kids?
Yeah. You are correct.
That's pretty dark.
Oh, Whispering Bill. Wow. Funny.
Because all that politically incorrect nickname thing started because growing up in the town that I grew up in, everybody had, you know, you call them nicknames all the time, like a guy that had this condition where all of his eyelashes fell out, and they called him Lash. Or the other guy that had something wrong with his eyes, and people called him Sleepy. Because he always looked like he was about to fall asleep.
I wonder what my nickname would be.
The guy living in poverty that they called Po' Boy.
They did not call him Po' Boy.
Yeah, they did. Because he was always asking, hey, man, let me hold a quarter.
And that's funny because it's a sandwich there, too, so it's like double nickname.
Yeah.
I like that.
Him Po' Boy.
Would he ask for a quarter?
Uh-huh.
Like, well, for what would the quarter be for, do you think? Like, for something out of the vending machine or something?
Yeah. Yeah. But it would be, like, he wouldn't ask for 50 cents.
Yeah.
He would ask a quarter from this person and a quarter from that person. It wouldn't seem like so much.
Mm-hmm. Little,
yeah, or a dollar, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, it was really funny when we would do that. But now.
We wouldn't make it through the segment.
No. That's okay, though. I would not have a problem with people calling me Whistling Scrotum if I had that condition.
Me either. It's funny.
WS. But he got to keep his penis?
Yeah. That's called castration.
That'd be cool for me. I mean, I'd be cool with that.
No.
No. Bang. What did you call him?
Hangers.
Hangers. No hangers. Yeah, that's like a dream come true.
Can you get aroused? You can have an erection without...
I don't think so, because I think that's where all of the... You'd have to use a pump or something. Or maybe a Viagra would work with that, because that's where your testosterone and all comes from.
Right.
Okay, well, the Viagra is cool. Pump, not so much. Yeah, like that kind of takes away from the romance.
Yeah, because you got to find a convenience store that has one that works. You got to put change in it.
BRB.
And you got to park just right because sometimes the hose isn't long enough.
Gross.
But he can probably go forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's pumped up or whatever.
Yeah, it's more aesthetically pleasing. You think for me?
You think?
Yeah, or yes. Every now and then he's got to, you know, he might have to pause for a second and get at his
handheld
basketball pump and just kind of.
Yeah.
Back to work.
Hold on, let me pump you back up.
Yeah.
You have a needle that goes.
It's like an aero bed.
Yeah. Maybe now we've advanced to where they make them like those little Reeboks where you used to pump up the tongue. Or the
But Viagra would work on that, right?
If you don't
have, if you don't have testicles.
Because it increases blood flow, right?
Yeah.
It's blood flow based.
It doesn't have anything to do with testosterone.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was like a heart medicine first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that. So I think it would. I think Viagra would work with no testicles.
Hmm.
So if you ever find a guy you want to marry, Alexis, since you're so anti-testicle.
I'm not anti, they're just not my favorite.
She is, that's all she talks about is how much she hates balls.
I don't say I hate them, I just say they're not my fave looking.
I'm sorry, I'm anti-testicle.
I mean, they're not that pretty, guys, sorry.
I have a testicle phobia.
Yeah, I do. That I might.
I'm testicle phobic.
I wonder if there's an official.
Nut-phobic.
Testy phobia.
Now I'm going to look. Is there? I wonder if there's an official phobia. I mean, an official title for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yucky.
They freaked me out, man. I don't know why. Since I was young, man.
Just don't like them.
I can't stand looking at them. Phobias and spiders. Nuts and spiders.
Yup.
No, there's one called the fear of them becoming twisted.
Yeah.
But
torsion.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Not someone else scared of them.
I fear that too. I mean, I don't think about it a lot, but that scares the hell out of me.
How does that happen? Just randomly, or you have to be doing some type of exercise?
I think it can happen in a number of ways, but it's called testicular torsion. I think it gets twisted up.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Yeah.
But
I know a couple of people who dealt with that, and it's rough.
Yeah, a guy that used to work for us said that he had it.
Did he tell you how it happened?
No, because I didn't believe him. I thought he'd just been like abusing them at home.
Ew. Banging on them.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Which is, you know, always a sympathetic approach.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've just been abusing, banging
you.
On them. Banging on left and right, right.
Yeah, that was not very sympathetic.
Sure.
You can't have the day off.
You need to take a day off from that is what you need to do.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers, data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
He just sent me something. Sorry, that was on the air. Mm-hmm. What's wrong, Reagan?
Do you hear something?
Oh, that's my phone.
Oh.
I'm getting a potential spam call.
Oh. Answer it. If you're Ace, you'd answer it. Sometimes. Maybe they got a good deal for you.
Yeah, if it says potential spam, I don't answer that. Okay. But.
Although I like spam.
I'm not giving that lady my phone
number.
If
it's cooked right.
Spam is calling you.
I want to try spam.
I've never had it either. It looks kind of not good.
They make it on TikTok a lot. They fry it in a pan. It looks so good.
Yeah, my mom would fry it as we were like his kids as a breakfast thing.
We'd slice it up and cook it.
Yeah, just slice it up and fry it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's very, especially when you're trying to make a quick breakfast in the morning. Yeah, you slice that real fast, throw it in the pan.
What'd it taste like?
And you can also she'd make like a little sandwich with toast, make like a little sandwich out of it in the morning.
It tastes kind of like bologna.
Yeah.
I like bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't want any meat that's coming out of like a can.
Oh,
snob.
Who doesn't like canned meat? Like tuna?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I only like tuna steaks.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't need tuna in a can.
Yeah, only tuna steaks. Wild caught, rare.
Okay. Be a snob.
I hate tuna.
I'll do any Chef kind of Boyardee, tuna. Though.
Oh, you wouldn't eat it out of the can?
I would eat it out of the can sooner than I would ordering a tuna steak at a restaurant or any of that ahi bullshit.
So what do you get on sushi?
Not tuna.
Really?
Never.
Wow. Real meaty?
Too meaty, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you don't like meaty fish.
Mm-mm.
I like it nice and meaty.
I like meaty fish. Make that fish extra meaty.
But yet there was a girl on TikTok that just tried Vienna sausages. She goes, you know, my mom used to pack these in my lunchbox all the time, and I remember loving them, but it's been 30 plus years since I've had them. So she popped open a can in her car and dumped out the liquid. And she goes, oh, it smells the same, and it's not particularly appetizing. But then she tries it, and she goes, oh, they're actually not bad. But they do look gnarly. I mean,
and when you pull that first one out, you got to try to get a hold of it and pull it out.
Yeah.
But I've just taken and sit it on a saltine and just put the whole thing in my mouth.
A Vienna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should get those in here and have Alexis try them.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Yeah, they make barbecue ones.
Yeah.
Don't they eat a lot of spam in Hawaii?
Yeah.
That's like a thing.
That's what they say, yeah.
Or is that not? Are we just saying something that's not true?
Yeah, they say this. Hawaii.
Turns out they put
pineapples on it.
They probably put it on Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
Hawaiian rolls are from Hawaii, right?
That I don't know.
Let's see.
I'm not going to guarantee that.
It's the national dish of Hawaii. Hawaiian rolls.
I love your rolls.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Yeah, but Spam is a Hormel product.
Yeah,
from Austin, Minnesota, and Honolulu.
Where are you from? Austin. Oh, cool, Minnesota.
If anybody from Hawaii is listening, is Spam a traditional food there?
Yeah, they always.
And they'll put that pineapple circle on top of the little sliced pineapple with a cherry in the middle of it.
Oh,
I remember gross. That from 50 First Dates. That's what they would cook all the time in that restaurant in 50 First Dates, the movie.
Spam?
Spam.
Mm-hmm. But I think that it is. I've always heard that it is. But then again, I always heard that Foster's was big in Australia. Australia's bigger.
Yeah.
But they don't. When we went to Sydney, they would laugh at you if you ordered a Foster's.
What's a Foster? It's a beer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Foster's.
Is in that big blue thick can, like the big can.
Foster's, Australian for beer. Yeah.
Foster's.
Yeah, they don't. The beer that they the locals told me that they liked the most is called Victoria Bitter.
Mm. VB.
Yeah.
Well, so do people from England actually, or Ireland actually like Guinness, or is that just us thinking that?
I don't know.
It appears to me that they drink Guinness.
Oh, yeah. They do.
I don't see how anybody likes that shit.
I don't get it either, but they love it. They seem like, it seems like they love that stuff.
Damn, motor oil.
Oh.
That's good.
I mean, I saw a thing on Bar Rescue. They sent people to Ireland. Is it Ireland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. To learn the process, and so they'd be for this, they were turning this into an Irish bar, and they were talking about how when you properly pour it, you know, there's a certain angle, then you tilt it back and all that, and then once it's done, you sit it to the side and it sits for a few minutes.
I love pouring. I love that.
I can't even imagine, like,
it's so satisfying to watch.
But you know, if a beer was cold, the first thing you want to do is get it to your mouth and immediately. Yeah. Who would want to let it sit and get even warmer?
Oh God!
So is it served at a lower temperature? I mean, a higher temperature than regular beer when you're in a regular American bar?
No, they put it in the regular coolers, you know, with other beer.
But over there, they drink it warm.
Oh, they do drink it warm?
They drink all beer warm.
That's going to make me throw up.
Ew.
I know. It's disgusting.
But
it wasn't like that in Australia. Their beer was cold.
They drank it.
Uh-huh.
Hot as hell.
Who had beer first? Who made beer?
Well, I'm sure America didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because like, we're is that a young our country. Thing? No, we're going to put this in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're going to put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I think we were the first ones with the refrigerator. You know what? You men wearing the skirts over there, you can keep drinking your shit hot. We're going to put ours in the refrigerator. We got Frigidaire. We got ice boxes.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know, but thank God they did.
They did, I know. Because I love cold beer.
Mm-hmm. It was so hot in Florida last week. The heat index was like 109 a couple of days, just so humid. And I would sit out there and drink those cold, cold beers. And it was like I didn't even feel them. When you're that hot and you're sweating that much, that beer goes right through you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, goop, 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 goop.
Oh, it's the best.
So Ace is doing a tailgate party tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I always say tailgate party. I don't ever say tailgate because tailgate's the part of the truck.
Sure. It's tailgate
like
party.
In the Joe Diffie song, Pickup Man. They say, you know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. And I always thought that was stupid. So is he talking about I think he meant in the song tailgate parties.
Yeah. Right. I think Joe Diffie would know better.
Yeah.
Joe Diffie.
He's no longer with us on this earth.
Was he dead?
I think he had a COVID death.
Oh, no way.
Didn't he, Ace? Didn't Joe Diffie die of the COVID?
Yep.
So did Brother Ricky Skaggs, I think.
I don't know if that's the official cause of death or not, but I know he died during COVID, and it seemed that it was related.
Did Joe?
If Rob was here, he would know.
Uh-huh. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's a big Joe Diffie guy, I think.
Yeah.
Is he country singer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old school.
He wear a cowboy hat?
No.
And he's not a country singer.
Well, he's a faker.
Yeah, he's a fake.
No, he wasn't no fake. You gonna tell me that fella was a fake country singer? Look.
Oh, no, he's a country singer.
Joe Diffie.
His outfit's lit.
Yeah. Joe Diffie. Dead at 61 following COVID-19 diet.
Okay.
That's diagnosis. A young guy.
Yeah.
61?
Yeah.
But was it a real one, or is that because back then they were just saying everything was COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he had some health issues before that, maybe, or something.
The guy got killed on a motorcycle in Florida, you remember, in Miami.
Yeah.
And they say he died of COVID. Because when they got him there, they did blood tests on him, and he happened to have the virus in his blood. He was asymptomatic, and they listed it as a COVID death.
Yeah.
Stupid.
R.I.P. Joe Diffie.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Diffie had Pickup Man. What else did he have?
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight.
Well, did they prop him on the jukebox?
Fill my boots up with sand. Put a cold beer in my hand.
Drink in my hand.
Yeah, I think they did. I think he's still there.
Wow.
Propped up beside the jukebox.
That's good that they honored his wishes.
Do you know how many people say jukebox instead of jukebox?
A jukebox?
A lot. Jukebox. About as many who say skate and ring.
A skate and ring.
That's a good one. That's one of my favorites. We're going to the skate and ring? Which wouldn't theoretically be crazy. Wrong.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It's just funny. It's not wrong.
The skating ring.
I mean, it is wrong. It's incorrect, but it's...
you do skate around in a circle.
In a circle, yeah.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
So, Here's the answer to your original question, Alexia. Hawaiians consume an estimated 5 million pounds of Spam.
Sheesh.
Per capita, they consume more than anyone else in the U.S., and it works out to be about 6 cans a year for every man, woman, and child in Hawaii.
That's a lot of Spam. Mm.
6 cans a year per person in a household? That's insane.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Why? I wonder why they eat it so much there.
Yeah, I wonder what it is about Spam.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, did they invent it?
It's preserved, right? It's canned, so it's probably cheaper to get. I don't know what the farming is like in Hawaii, but it might be cheaper than beef to buy.
Yeah, I bet it's not. There's not a lot of ranchers in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's pig, right? Or pork?
Yeah. Pork shoulder and ham, they say, put together in Spam.
I love both of those.
Because people used to say it was lips and booty holes.
Yeah. Ew. Lips and
but
booty
it's not.
Holes?
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Pork shoulder and ham.
I bet fried Spam. Would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Wow.
Wow.
That might be, I don't know.
That would make so much sense, though.
Yeah, it's so, like ham.
Yeah, I wonder who tried it first, which Hawaiian person tried it. I was like, oh my God, we discovered gold.
The Rock, I think.
Yeah, he probably did.
The Rock.
He brought it to Hawaii.
Hey, guys, I found this.
Moana. Stitch.
Yeah. You're dumb.
How many famous Hawaiians are there? There's Don Ho.
I don't know who that is.
He's a singer from the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He's Hawaiian?
Yeah, that's where he lives there.
I don't know if he's technically Hawaiian or not.
The guy that sings Over the Rainbow.
Hmm?
I don't know his name, but he
Over
has
the
long
rainbow.
Yeah. The ukulele version.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I can see him.
That's not Don Ho, is it?
No. Well,
is it Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim.
No, she's talking about a guy. He's got long hair, and he's kind of a heavy set.
He looks like the guy from Moana.
Yeah, he's a heavy set guy. And he's I don't know his name.
He's playing a little ukulele.
Is it The Rock?
Is that The Rock?
I've never been to Hawaii.
Me neither.
I want to go.
That's on my list for next summer.
I don't give a shit about Hawaii.
Well, you know, I did that. I told both my kids I would do that trip with them. I would take them somewhere they wanted to go. And Cade wanted to go when he graduated. When they graduated high school, Peyton went to Krakow, Poland. Cade wants to go to Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, that'd
he likes
be
history.
Dope.
But, you know, when Cade graduated last year, Pearl Harbor wasn't fully open still because of COVID. So we've kind of postponed it. And we ended up saying, hey, let's just wait when you're 21. We'll kind of do it all, you know, at one time, kind of make it a birthday trip or whatever. But I think we'll probably end up going over there before he turns 21. Yeah.
Alexis, have you ever tried Krakow?
No, I have not. You jerk.
You got Krakow nails?
I got Krakow nails. You looking like you a little Krakow.
Yeah, there you go.
You got Krakow vibes.
But I remember Ace eating canned ham as a kid. You remember they had those canned hams?
Yeah. And it had like a little thing, almost like a key thing that would turn, that would pop the top. You would unseal it because it was so sealed in there.
Yeah, but you know, we didn't have a whole lot of selection in the grocery stores and all like there are now in big cities and stuff.
Yeah,
like you couldn't just go to the grocery store and get, you know, full hams that were just in cellophane that they had put out,
like sliced
right there.
Ham. You couldn't get
you
it.
You could get
sandwiches?
Deli type ham, but there wasn't a deli in any grocery store. When I was growing up, it was off. You ate a ham sandwich, it was packaged.
Like
in my little town, yeah. It was Oscar Mayer or the you know, the same type of thing.
What about cheese? Was it only Kraft Singles?
Yep.
No provolone or Swiss. Oh, what a nightmare.
Nope. Didn't have any of that.
I cannot.
Nothing artisanal?
Excuse me. Charcuterie?
When you're at Tony's Superfood, what was it called?
Troy's
Superfood. Superfood.
Yeah.
Can you point me to the artisanal cheeses? I'm making a charcuterie for my friends.
Yeah. We had Troy's
Superfoods.
We had Troy's Superfoods and Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly.
We had Sally's and Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, God. Troy was can't like, even.
You know what? We got canned ham and lettuce. Take your pick.
We got canned ham and we got Oscar Mayer bologna.
Grass singles.
Are you from France? You from France?
Can you point me to your Romano cheese? Your Pecorino Romano, please.
I think they did have that. I don't know if they still make it, but Kraft used to make white singles.
Yeah, they still do.
That was our other choice.
Yeah.
Well, does it taste the same? I don't know if I've ever even tried it.
Yeah, white American Slice, you can get those now. Yeah, it's pretty mild.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't go in and cut off a hunk of cheese. And
oh my God, I can't even.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't even pick what kind of slice you want as far as width or anything like that?
No.
Oh, God.
It was however they sliced it at the factory.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's insane. That is insane.
It is.
But anytime with my daughter, we were watching one of those 80s documentaries. There's a series of different things. You know, from the 80s. And every one of those types of shows, they get the same host every time. Rob Lowe. All of them. Different networks, different companies, Rob Lowe's hosting.
Yeah, he hosts that CNN.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 80s thing.
Yeah. And so when my daughter's watching those things, she goes, I can't get over how there weren't many fat people. And nobody was fat.
Yeah,
there were far fewer.
Never thought
people.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's because of the, you know, technology and food is like you go to an American grocery store now. It's just like walking into not now since you know we got food shortages and stuff.
Yeah,
because of the situation that we have politically, but. To be able to walk into a grocery store, just an average grocery store, and see all of the selections of food. You do that in America, just a basic grocery store, and then go to some island somewhere like St. John or St. Thomas and walk in their grocery store. It's like, what?
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'm walking into a grocery store in Grand Cayman, and they do have the deli and everything there. But when you're standing there, ordering the, you know, whatever you want at the deli, you look down and they've got just packaged chicken feet.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of selection of, you know, you go, there's like maybe one kind of peanut butter. That's it.
So you think people were like thinner because they didn't have options, so they were basically kind of starving?
No.
Chicken feet or nothing.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
You mean in the 80s in America?
Oh, we weren't starving.
We weren't starving.
You can have chicken feet or you can have a glass of water.
But there wasn't. I mean, it's like the difference in somebody. The difference in somebody who goes into a regular restaurant and has, you know, a decent, like a portion that's not over the top.
Good God.
And then somebody who's going in and they've got access to a buffet.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, people were more active. The more technology expands, the less active people get.
And probably more people walked because not everybody had cars like now or public transportation and stuff like that. Or did they have that?
Everybody had cars.
They had wagons.
What are you talking about?
Had, you know, buggies.
So,
Have
you ever seen anything about the 80s? I'm talking about the 1980s.
Yeah, good Lord.
Not the 1880s.
Just to let you know the difference, Alexis, you were talking about?
She's
very confused right now.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, the obesity rate in America has more than doubled since the year TJ graduated high school.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
It's like
guys.
Almost 40% of adult Americans are obese.
Well, take some of the steaks out of the grocery stores and put chicken feet. I'm sure that people will start losing some weight.
But we didn't have chicken feet in the grocery store in America. I'm just talking about the difference between American food selection and everything, and then a place that's not as blessed as America.
Yeah.
I know you
the
guys
capitalism.
Cut up fruit or sushi.
Yeah, prepackaged sushi. They probably didn't have that at Troy Superfoods.
They didn't have any kind of sushi. They didn't even have, I guarantee you, they didn't even have brown rice.
Really?
No, it was probably just white rice. That's all anybody would want. Yeah,
I'm willing to bet.
Did they have fresh produce, like vegetables and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, more of that, access to that stuff than big city people. Because everybody had gardens and stuff. And you just drive down, a country road and you run into people selling vegetables in their yard.
Yeah.
Mr. Cook used to be the one that had the best tomatoes. And you get okra from him and all that. But it was only in the summer when everybody had gardens and stuff.
So what'd you do in the wintertime?
We had to eat what they had at the grocery store.
They starved.
Starved.
It was a cold, long winter.
It's kind of like those Alaska shows,
That's how we stayed so thin.
Did you store?
We gain weight in the summer and then lose it all over the winter.
Right, we would hang fish and smokers.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Is that that big tennis tournament going on in England now?
Wimbledon, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So please remember, whether you watch tennis or whether you don't, it's Wimbledon, not Wimbledon.
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 Wimbledon. Dun.
I think I like Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Wimbledon.
That's an interesting one. I've never heard that one before. Wimple.
Wimbledon.
Yeah, I like that one even better. Yeah. Wimbledon.
Who's playing at the Wimbledon?
Okay, so it's Thursday and a huge treat. Every Thursday, Riggins and the One Star Strip Club reviews.
This is where we go across the country and visit real strip clubs, and I find real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can verify them for yourself. Sometimes they leave their full names behind the review. I will keep them anonymous for their privacy, but you can go check them out. We will start in Upland, California, at a place called the Tropical Lay. A guy named Roger left a one-star review. I paid a girl $300 for quote-unquote everything. So we go up to the VIP, and I got a regular dance. And I'm like, I gave you $300, not $100. And she said, your three songs are up. I'm pissed. I guess everything didn't live up to what he
I like her response, though. Your three songs are up, sir. We're moving
You're
on.
Done.
See ya.
What? Then we can go to Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, at a place called Wisconsin Dolls. It's a bit of a mouthful. James left a one-star review. For some god-awful reason, I've been here twice. It's housed in a double-wide trailer next to a sleazy motel, and these disappointing ladies shake and shimmy on a tiny pit-style stage while everyone else just glows under the black light. The last trip was particularly depressing, mainly due to the pregnant dancer who was prancing and spinning topless and bottomless with a modified tube top covering her baby bump. There were a couple of cute girls wandering the floor, but they must have danced earlier in the night when more sober patrons were applying more scrutiny with their selections. One star.
Wow.
She's bottomless, topless.
That's a good word choice there.
He was quite the linguist.
Actual columnist.
Yeah.
Review.
But he did not care for that at all. Then we can go to La Palace in Orlando, Florida. Tom said, look, I'm not an angry customer. I just tell it like it is. The place has some really, really sexy women, but those chicks need to go to a better club. This place is tiny. The girls change in a trailer that's pulled up to the back door.
Oh, man.
And there's only about 20 seats, maybe. The DJ and the music are great, but it's just too damn crowded. Then you got about 50 hood-type cats walking in every second, but only one real exit. So if something pops off, you're stuck and you're injured. I got one dance and left quick. Just in case.
Could you imagine, though, if you're just hired there to be a dancer and you show up the first night for work and they say, well, here's the dressing room. Just a trailer backed up.
Yeah. Just walk out the door and go into the trailer. Then we will go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, at a place called Platinum Plus. Dan left a one-star review. The waitresses are skinny and the strippers are fat. Figure that one out. I mean, come on. There ain't no women in Pennsylvania they can get to strip. I guess stealing wallets is the best way to get tipped. One star. So he also implies that they're thieves. There ain't no women in Pennsylvania you can get to strip.
Waitresses are skinny and the dancers are fat.
Figure that out. Then we can go to Virginia Beach, Virginia, at a place called Mermaid's Gentleman's Club. Daniel left a one-star review. Very short. It's a great place. If you like girls with severe dental issues.
Not severe.
I love it when they give you that little tease and the spinaroonie at the end. Then we can wrap up in Bigfoot Gentleman's Club in Rockford, Illinois. Bigfoot Gentleman's Club, Rockford, Illinois. Tom left a one-star review. This is one of the last whorehouses in Rockford. Where else can you grab the women's asses and their cooter for a dollar?
Oh, man.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Sooner or later, the owner's going to be heavily fined. And it'll all come to an end. What will that mean for Bigfoot Lounge? Perhaps shutting the doors, since that's the only thing that place has going for it anymore. Jimmy, the owner, swears, touches, degrades all of his dancers to make them feel like they have to be treated this way to work at his establishment. Maybe the dancers should link up and sue him. One star.
He's giving free legal advice in his review as well.
I would be glad to represent you.
Maybe they should link up and sue him.
Maybe just an idea floating this.
So.
Isn't that awful?
For a dollar? For a dollar. That's horrible.
Yeah. Never heard of anything like that.
Sheesh.
So those are the one star reviews.
Hey. Well done. Well done.
Now remember, Share Funny is brought to us and you by Paul Davis Restoration. So if you are backing up a trailer into your establishment so the dancers can change and somebody backs the trailer up too far and messes up a whole end of your establishment, then Paul Davis Restoration will come in,
clean
the whole thing up, get it back to where it was. before somebody backed the dressing room into the side of the building. So don't call Paul Davis if you're just looking for somebody to dust ceiling fans and baseboards. That's not the kind of cleanup they do. They do the kind of cleanup when there's been a disaster. And they do it better than anybody we know. And we know a lot of people.
A lot of people.
So they're really easy to find. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. We love them, and Paul love it. Paul love it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.